Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Hey, everyone. Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life with a bit more calm and control. Ever feel like you're constantly running on a hamster wheel? Juggling work, relationships, responsibilities, and let's be honest, the ever-growing list of things we think we should be doing? It's easy to get swept up in the chaos and forget about one crucial thing, ourselves. Today, we're diving into a topic that's more important than ever, prioritizing your mental health and taking care of yourself. Think of it like this. You wouldn't put fuel in a car and expect it to run without any maintenance, right? Your mind is the engine of your life, and just like any machine, it needs regular attention and care to keep running smoothly. So, what does that look like in practical terms? Let me give you 5 key takeaways to help you get started. 1. Recognize your needs. This one seems simple, but it's often the hardest part. We're constantly bombarded with messages about what we should be doing, feeling, and achieving. It can be tough to tune out that noise and listen to your own inner voice. Take a moment each day, even just 5 minutes, to check in with yourself. What are you craving? Are you feeling overwhelmed, exhausted, overly stressed? Recognizing your needs is the first step to addressing them. 2. Set boundaries. Think of boundaries like fences around your mental and emotional well-being. They protect your energy and help you stay focused on what truly matters. This could mean saying no to commitments that drain you, limiting social media time, or carving out dedicated time for self-care. Remember, it's okay to prioritize yourself. It's not selfish, it's essential. 3. Move your body. I know, exercise isn't always the first thing on our minds when we're feeling stressed or anxious. But trust me, getting your body moving can work wonders for your mental state. It doesn't have to be a marathon. A brisk walk, some yoga stretches, or even just dancing around your living room can help release endorphins and boost your mood. Think of it as a natural stress reliever with a side of feel-good vibes. 4. Connect with others. We're social creatures, hardwired for connection. Sometimes, just talking to someone you trust, a friend, family member, therapist, can make a world of difference. Sharing your feelings and experiences can help you process them and feel less alone. Remember, you don't have to go through this journey alone. 5. Practice mindfulness. Ever find yourself caught in a spiral of negative thoughts? Mindfulness is about bringing your attention to the present moment without judgment. It could be as simple as focusing on your breath, paying attention to the sensations around you, or even just taking a few moments to appreciate something small and beautiful. Mindfulness helps calm the mental chatter and create space for peace and clarity. Okay, let's bring this to life with a real-world example. Imagine this. You're at work, deadlines are looming, emails are piling up, and your boss just dropped another project on your plate. It's easy to feel overwhelmed, stressed, and like you're drowning in responsibilities. Here's where those mental health practices come in handy. You take a few deep breaths, acknowledging the stress without getting carried away by it. You remind yourself that you can handle this, one step at a time. Maybe you take a short break to stretch or go for a quick walk, clearing your head and returning with renewed focus. Perhaps you prioritize your tasks, delegating where possible and setting realistic expectations. See, by taking those small steps, you're actively prioritizing your mental health and showing yourself some much-needed care. So, let's recap. We talked about recognizing your needs, setting boundaries, moving your body, connecting with others, and practicing mindfulness. These aren't just abstract concepts. They are practical tools you can use to create a calmer, more balanced life. Remember, taking care of your mental health isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. Just like brushing your teeth or eating healthy food, it's an essential part of living your best life. So go out there and prioritize yourself. Take those deep breaths, move your body, connect with loved ones, and remember that you are worthy of happiness and well-being. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who might find it helpful. And if you have any thoughts or experiences you want to share, hit us up on social media. We love hearing from you. See you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.